Hey Dominic, it's Ruben. How are you doing?
Good. Hey, I was
Hey, sorry.
wondering, walk me. That's okay if you could walk me through this paperwork here, real quick.
Sure, absolutely.
Just want to make sure I get it filled out right.
Tell me when you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right.
Okay, I sign under Liberty Ready Mix, correct, on the first page?
Correct. Make sure you're signing the same as the signature on your driver's license.
Okay.
You'll be signing, you'll be titled as member, and you'll date it. Then you also sign below where your name is.
Okay, and then it says guarantee alert Liberta Construction.
No, so there's a third page. Yes, so equipment finance guarantee. You'll be signing there, just putting your home address. That's your tax ID for Liberta, correct?
I'm on, well, these pages ain't numbered here, but...
No, the where it says Social Security, we put the tax ID of Liberta. That's how we do it. Is it there? That should be your tax ID for Liberta, correct? The 356... Where it says 356-946-8-5-7?
I don't see it.
So, what does the top of the page say?
Equipment finance agreement.
Oh, okay, so we're on the right, sorry. So, equipment finance agreement, where it says Liberty Ready Mix, you're going to sign, title, being member, and date it. And then where it says your name below it, you're going to sign and date it.
Right.
Okay. Page 2. Nothing. Page 3, on the bottom, where it says Liberta Construction Company.
Yes.
That number is your tax ID for Liberta, correct? The 356946, correct. So you'll be signing there. Just you'll be writing in your home address and putting your phone number.
Okay.
You'll be signing the bottom of page 4. No, just, yeah, where it says guarantor, that's where you're signing, just one of those places.
Okay, Schedule A, sign there above my name.
Correct. And date it.
Okay.
Page 5. You'll be signing and dating.
Okay.
Page 6. You'll be signing and dating, and title, you'll sign, then you'll write your name, print your name, title being member, and you'll date it. The last page is you'll put in your bank information, tax ID, and then you'll sign the bottom. Depository name is bank name. Once I get these documents, I'll send them in for funding. I will do my best to fund you today. I do not know if that's possible to fund you today. If worst comes to worst, it will roll over to Monday. Today is the 16th. Monday is the 19th.
I'd rather do it anyway.
Okay, no worries. So the only question that I don't know is, we have an option of the billing cycle of the 15th typically, or the 1st. During the phone, they'll call you to verify all the terms before they release the payment. If they, and by the way, I'm sorry, when you send the documents to me, please send them to me with a copy of your avoided business check and a driver's license. During the verification call, I'll call you before they give you a jingle, but during the verification call, you usually have an option of the 1st or the 15th as the payment date. You're prepaying your first and last payment. If your billing cycle is the 1st, it would cover October. You'd have a small prorated rent for the rest of September. If the billing cycle is the 15th, you would have your first payment would be October 15th to November 15th, so that would be prepaid, and you have prorata to the 15th. I think they give you the option of doing either in the verification call, it's whatever works for you. Once we complete that verification call, I will shoot you over a copy of the wire that I'll send over to FESCO, and then I'll follow up with you on delivery.
Okay, then you just send the money straight over to Fesco, right?
Yes, you get a copy of that, correct.
Okay.
Like I said, yeah, the only thing is they'll ask you what date your billing cycle is, and then you'll do a pro rate of accordingly. In terms of the other working capital, once I get your documents, I've been a bit behind, but I'll shoot you over an email so you have a reference point on what I can do for you for cash if you're interested. And then, of course, any other equipment, you know, your creditworthy business, I'd love to help you out for your other needs.
Okay, here real quick where it says depository name, that's my bank?
That is your bank, correct.
And why do you want my account number?
Because we're debiting your first and last payment and small documentation fee due at signing.
Okay.
We already have your account number. It just doesn't pre-populate on that form.
Okay. Okay.
Cool. Give me a holler. It's not an instant fund, so if you send it to me now, I'll send it in for funding to get reviewed. Sometimes they'll ask me a few quick questions, so I doubt this will fund Monday. If you want this to fund Monday, I'd send me the documents today so I can get them processed. The last step is they'll call you before they release money, so if for some reason you want to fund Monday, just say, hey, give me a call back Monday, no big deal.
Gotcha. Now, do you want me to call Fesco and tell them what we're doing, or do you do that?
I just spoke to Earl on the phone, but if you want to call him and say, hey, I just spoke to Ruben, I'm sending him the documents, I guess that will kind of put him at ease.
All right, sounds good.
Thank you, Dominic.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.